talking sports with you as you start your day. This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors, with Blaine Bishop, Mark Howard, and Kevin Ingram on 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. When trust matters, count on All Four Seasons Garages right here in Nashville. They are pros for repair and installation. You can go to fourseasonsgarages.com and get all the info you need. Alongside Mark Howard, I'm Kevin Ingram. Jonathan Schaefer, our producer. Blaine is out this morning. The NHL was set to open training camps today, including the Predators downtown today around lunchtime. With that, we bring in from The Athletic, one of the best in the business in covering the NHL, and that is Scott Burnside. Scott, what's going on this morning?
Well, honestly, I was listening to the intro, and I was wishing that I was in downtown Nashville myself, which is often the case, but certainly on this day, wishing that I was wandering into Bridgestone, which is around lunchtime, as you point out. Very civilized time for the Predators to start Phase 3, the training camp portion of return to play. I've been following social media. Teams around the NHL, lots of them are already on the ice as we speak, and really taking the first, with all due respect to Phase 2, which is a voluntary process, this is where the rubber meets the road in terms of whether the NHL is going to be able to pull off their ambitious plan to return to hockey on August 1st in two hub cities and ultimately award a Stanley Cup. A lot of miles to travel before that happens and a lot of uncertainty. But, boy, it sure feels good to be talking about the return of hockey and what may come.
It sure does, Scott. And, you know, the tournament seems wide open. The Preds have had an inconsistent season, you know, before the stoppage. But when you look at it now, do they have as good a chance as anybody in the postseason with the way this format's set up?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's as good as anybody, but, certainly I'm with you. And really, when you look at the 24-team layout and certainly the 16 teams who will play in the play-in round, I wonder if there's a benefit. I mean, obviously you have to win that play-in round, the best of five. So many variables when you've been off for, you know, by the time they start, it'll be 4.5 months from the pause. I think there's a great deal of uncertainty as to what will happen to teams. How will they come back? How quickly can teams get back into a groove? I think it does benefit a team like the Nashville Predators, who are just sort of, you know, really feeling their way with John Hines. Listen, John Hines is a terrific NHL coach. I think the fact that he's going to get basically an unexpected training camp before playing the most important games of this season, I think it's really important. I think it benefits Nashville Predators. Where's the goaltending going to be at in this series? It's going to be critical in all these series, but it'll be fascinating with Arizona and Nashville. I mean, Darcy Kuemper was on his way to a Vezina Trophy finalist bid in Arizona, got hurt in December. That's a long time off. Hasn't had a lot of reps since coming back from injury. So where is he at? And, of course, with the Predators, UC Saros was so important to the Predators after a difficult start that saw the coaching change. You have to believe that he's going to be the guy, assuming things go well in training camp. But Yuga Pekarinen is one of the best goaltenders of his generation. That's a trophy winner. I know that there have been ups and downs for Pekarinen come playoff time in the last two or three years. But there's a guy who's been to a Stanley Cup final, and so lots of challenges, I think, for John Hines in how to deploy your goaltenders in this play-in round. But it really is wide open, and I think we have the potential to see some unparalleled playoff competition based on the fact that teams should be healthy, and instead of at the end of an 82-game grind, they will have had a long layoff and should be really chomping at the bit to get back on the ice. So really fascinating times ahead, assuming we can pull this off and get to the hub cities for the start of games on August 1st.
Yeah, keep your fingers crossed. Our guest is Scott Burnside from The Athletic.
Scott, 2 weeks, two exhibition games, and they jump right into the playoffs. That, to me, doesn't sound like a lot of preparation time. What do you think about it?
Yeah, you know, a lot of balls in the air to get us to this point, including all of the details on the health and safety in the hub, the return to play format, and then, of course, the new CBA that was ratified Friday evening. So a lot of balls in the air. I know at one point, you know, the players really wanted 3 full weeks of training camp, felt that that was important. There are going to be positive tests. We're reporting that the multiple players in Montreal have tested positive. So there will be some stutter steps, I would think, in the initial days of this phase three. And you're right, it doesn't seem like a lot. And the two exhibition games, I think it's important to get some game action in. But it was also really important for the NHL to get the games going as quickly as possible so that, you know, when you sort of roll things out, I mean, we're talking about, I believe, October 4th is the final day possible for the awarding of the Stanley Cup if things unfold as planned. You know, right after that, you go into the draft, you have free agency, and training camp in mid-November for a December 1st start of the next season. So it really is important to get this thing going. And it is a razor's edge, I think, for the teams in the play-in round because you have to ramp up so quickly. There's so little time for adjustment. We always talk about a best-of-seven series, how it can get over very quickly. Well, I'll tell you, if you aren't on the mark, and if you're, let's say, your goaltending isn't working, or your special teams are a bit rusty to get going, that could mean the difference between moving on to a real playoff round and being done in about 7 days. So a lot of pressure, but I think this is where the coaching is going to come into it, and the veteran experience in various NHL rooms. I think that's going to be critical as well. But you're right, not a lot of time. You better be ready to go, and you better be able to get up and gear up very, very quickly.
Peter Laviolette's system was pretty simple, pretty easy, to put together, you know, maybe in a 2-week period. Hines, on the other hand, really dissected his team, over the 4.5 months. But realistically, Scott, you know, we're not talking about, you know, working your way, you know, into the regular season and into the playoffs. So don't you have to keep it simple?
Yeah, you know, I guess it's a relative thing. I think, though, and again, I think you had started to see at the end with John Hines some of the impact of his coaching. I think there'd been some improvement on the special teams. I think defensively they had been better. I do know that John Hines, in talking to our Adam Vingan, would like to see a little bit more, whether it's creativity, but certainly the ability offensively to go to high danger areas, to use the slot more, to be less of a perimeter type team. I don't think we're talking about reinventing the wheel between now and August 1st. If you're John Hines, I think actually it's August 2nd when the Preds start. But I do think it is about reinforcing the things that were working at the end as the Predators really, I think, had started to show signs of really embracing what John Hines was bringing to the table in terms of his system on both sides of the puck. And I think what should put the Predators in a good position. If they can't get ready with this veteran group, and especially after the disappointment of last year against Dallas in the first round, and having the coaching change fairly early on in this season with Peter Laviolette leaving, this is a veteran team that should be able to embrace what John Hines is doing and do it very quickly. I mean, it's why you brought in a guy like Matthew Shane in the offseason. Ryan Johansson, this is his time to shine. I thought he played maybe some of the best hockey of his career heading into that 17, during that entire playoff run until he got hurt. He's got to get back to that. And Kyle Turris, who's had some ups and downs, obviously, since coming over. But down the middle, this team should be very good. They should be enjoying a huge edge down the middle against Arizona. It's really up to that veteran group, I think, to respond and to respond quickly. And I think, at least in theory, this is the teams that have that kind of veteran experience should be able to embrace the uncertainty of playing and living in the bubble, in the hub cities, and getting going in a real hurry. And we'll see now whether it plays out for the Predators. I still think this is a team that has the potential to be very dangerous come playoff time.
Scott, real quick, will you be going to one of the hub cities?
No, my hub city is in Decatur, Georgia. With the rules with quarantining, traveling into Canada, it has prevented me from actually attending. So we've been trying to figure out the TV schedule, whether I'm going to need to use multiple screens, but I'm going to be setting up my own NHL headquarters here in Decatur, Georgia. But I can't wait for it to start. I hope that players can stay healthy and that we can actually see some hockey, because I think, again, it has the potential to be absolutely riveting if we can get it going.
Here's hoping for a good health for everybody. It should be a lot of fun. Scott Burnside, thank you as always. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Anytime, guys.
All right, take care. From The Athletic, one of the best in the business in covering the NHL, that's Scott Burnside joining us here on the Wake Up Zone. 9:14 the time on 104.5 The Zone. When we come back Monday morning, facial time. Get your best stuff ready, 615-737-1045. More of the show up next right here on The Zone.